This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Mann.
Why is it, though, that I feel more naked when I'm just sitting there naked wearing shoes than I do when I'm naked?
9.
If anybody knows the lady with the Ouija board tattoo on her chest, I would like her number, please. Thank you.
8.
It's true. I've never been to Dollywood or Twitty City.
And Fat Boy.
When you eat like I do, the phrase dropping the kids off at the pool doesn't really work. It's more like leading the colt off the cliff into the ocean.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
Give me a thing. I asked you something earlier, it was thought-provoking, where you'd move if you could not live in South Carolina. Ask me something.
What's the restaurant when you were a kid you thought it was really fancy, but now that you're grown you realize it ain't fancy?
Good God. That was... Good for you for having some prepa right there on the front of your...
Prepared.
A restaurant. And see, I remember as a kid thinking that cafe meant that it was upper class. You know, like it was a cafe. But then a cafeteria meant low grade food.
See, I thought Morrison's was fancy because it was at the mall. I remember I used to go there. My grandma loved going to Morrison's, the one that lived in Townsville. So we'd go to Morrison's at the Anderson Mall. And I thought it was fancy as hell because it was inside the mall. And then I'd go get Smurf ice cream from the ice cream stand inside the mall, which was like blue vanilla ice cream with marshmallows in it.
Which cafe was in McAllister Square? Was that S&S?
That's cafeteria too, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I was just thinking my story to that was we would leave S&S or whatever cafeteria it was and then stop by the Baskin-Robbins on the way out the door.
Was Morrison's in McAllister Square, too? It might have been a Morrison's there.
I thought you said Anderson Mall.
There was one in Anderson, but there was one in Greenville, too. I just didn't go to that one as much because my mom liked to go to Quincy's and nowhere else.
Yeah.
Quincy's and the old Burger King used to be by Cherrydale.
I'd go get the dessert. I'd get the cake square. But they would put saran wrap on top. And I'd be like, don't do that. I have to end up licking the saran wrap to get the icing.
Yeah, you do.
And diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
On the side. Man, I don't know. I will say that as a kid, not that it's not, but like Vince Prone's. It would still hold true today.
Yeah, that was actually fairly fancy.
Macaroni Grill.
Yeah,
because we would, yeah.
I think one for me that was really fancy as a kid and now is not is Red Lobster. I think for me it was that way because my mom hates seafood about as much as Fat Boy does, so we never went there.
Yeah, I only got
so,
a couple.
Because you didn't get to go, you think that's kind of the psychology she played on you? We wouldn't fit in there, son. That's not our type people.
No, she just didn't want to go there.
But why did you think that made it
fancy? It just seemed fancy to me.
You heard about all the professional wrestlers that would go there.
Never got to go and find out.
Ric Flair goes there.
I remember the first time I went to the old fish camp in Easley, where Fat Boy used to work.
Oh, yeah.
Blacks. Man, I thought that place was super fancy. It was for my grandpa's birthday. I thought it was like the fanciest place I'd ever been to at that point.
Got a gift shop.
Do you feel the same? Do you ever go to the Tadpole in Greer? They have metal trays here. This is something else.
See, I love the pole, but I never thought the pole was fancy. I'll tell you what I thought was fancy. It's where I wanted to go eat on my 10th birthday. It was a place no longer in business. It's been replaced by a very fancy restaurant, but this place wasn't that fancy. It's called the Hungry Fisherman. They had a pond out front up on Pelham Road.
Dude. That place was nice.
It was nice. It was like
three stories.
I don't remember. I only went there one time on my 10th birthday, and then we went to see A Low Down Dirty Shame at the old movie theater right up the road. Yep.
It was the first.
Keenan Ivory Wayans.
It was the first place that I remember, before it became a thing with koi fish and stuff, that was the place that I would beg my parents for quarters so I could buy food to feed their fish.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That place, didn't you have to walk over a wooden bridge over the water to get in the restaurant? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It was cool.
And they
had
the little beach there in the middle that had a lone fishing John boat just laying there.
Yeah. Like
there was some kind of catastrophe or something.
Yeah.
Hey, come over to my house. I'll sell you dog food so you can feed my dog.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go once.
Hungry Fisherman? Me too, man. Just one trip ever.
My daddy called it the Hungry Fisherman.
Yeah.
Hungry. Oh, I miss buffets.
But pretty much any Italian restaurant or seafood place, I thought in my mind was really fancy.
Capri's.
Yes.
I love their food.
Me too, man.
I did.
Most of my eating out was back in them days was done at...
your nephew's room.
Was done at like the Little Rebel.
Oh.
Little Rebel.
Yeah.
On Cedar Lane.
Yeah. It's something else now.
Yeah, it is.
They had to change your name.
Yeah. Probably.
There was another Italian restaurant that you
He's a Macaroni Grill.
Yeah, but OJ Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, hell yeah.
Dude, definitely Olive Garden.
Dude, first time I went in there and they had wheels on the chairs, I was blown away. I thought this place is fancy. Because they didn't hand us food out the window and I didn't get to drive home with it in my lap.
I'd get pissed off though when they'd say, "All right, say when." I'm like, "Okay." Keep churning.
Keep going.
Let's go.
Hope you don't get a cramp.
I've had so many thoughts now. A, that I'm real hungry.
Yeah, B, I'm getting hungry. Glad I got a sandwich in my bag.
Oh, yeah, we don't go to lunch anymore.
Not allowed to eat in here.
Mm-mm.
Don't tell him I did.
No. he didn't.
But there was another one. A bunch of steakhouses seemed fancy to me, man. Like when they first opened Texas Roadhouse and Taylor's, dude, fancy.
Yep.
Fancy in weird ways.
Yeah, fancy, but with peanuts on the floor.
Yes, I was going to say. It's like, it's fancy, but you can just throw stuff anywhere.
Yeah.
Don't drop a napkin, though.
Yeah, but it's just so weird the way you grow up, because I grew up, I was either Sunday, I'd usually be driving home in the afternoon. My parents would be driving. I'd be riding shotgun with a bucket of KFC on my lap. Or we'd go to Ryan's or Quincy's for anytime we went out anywhere. So anytime we went anywhere else, I thought Ryan's and Quincy's was a steakhouse. So when I got to go to T-Bones, it used to be on Lawrence Road, dude, I was in hog heaven.
With the Z.
Yeah.
T-Bones.
James Brown's favorite restaurant. Not that location. The one's in Augusta.
All right. So these are not restaurants, but I'm just following my train of thought here.
Yeah, go for it.
When a certain grocery store came to the Upstate, I remember my mother saying, "I can't afford to go there."
Yeah. I still can't afford to go to Publix, man.
Really?
Last week.
Are you kidding me? Come on, man. What I was going
to
say.
Yeah, no, I used to go there with my dad a lot because he'd ride up to the one. His new store he'd never been before, so he'd ride up to the one by Furman. It's still there.
It is still there. That's my Publix.
Yeah.
They got a good deli.
They do, and turnovers.
Yeah, but imagine if you walked into, like, say, back in the day, if you walked into an Ingles that's been recently built, dude, you'd think you didn't belong there. If there was a grocery store like that in the 90s, oh, man.
Yeah.
What was the grocery store that used to be on the Motor Mile that it was like the biggest grocery store I'd ever been to, and every department had samplers where there was some older lady that was always there grilling up something or cutting fresh fruit and handing out samples? I would take disguises with me to the grocery store.
Only place I know is Sam's Club used to be over on the Motor Mile.
Well, come on. We'd go there for lunch sometimes.
Super Bi-Lo, but I think that was a service merchandise where it was Bi-Lo, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it Safeway or some thing?
Fresh Air Galaxy,
I don't know, man. I never went.
Like, I don't know. They're nice, man, now.
I don't know if you meant to make a joke there, but I enjoyed it if you did. Here's another one. What about the Gap? Because when I was in high school, the Gap was like today's equivalent of wearing, like, I don't know, you know, like a super like luxe brand. The Gap.
Yeah, back. I mean, back then it definitely seemed higher end than it does now.
And
but another thing is that we couldn't wear anything they sold.
That was key. That's why I talked crap about Gap. So nobody wears Gap anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's into Steeplechase now.
Yes.
Gap was in structure as well. I remember getting like
I was the Knights of the Round Table guy because they had it at the Fat Guy store.
Yeah, structure, man. I remember I got a structure sweater and I was like, I don't know. My parents must have took out a second mortgage.
Yep.
This was $49.
Yep.
And I got other things. I think part of it is when you're a kid, you know, it's free. And you don't have to work for the stuff, so it's obviously not your money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
But then when you get older, I mean, we're the most. Well, I don't want to say everybody's, but generally speaking, technology allows us to have information. And you know, there's certain places that I used to love to go eat, and then I realized, you know, the way the food was prepared or maybe some of the stuff in it, and I won't go to eat there anymore. And sometimes it might be more expensive food, but at the end of the day, it's healthier food.
Better food.
Yeah. And
sometimes it's food is all you have to say. This is actual food.
But it's always funny to me that you go somewhere and spend like, you know, like for two people, like, I don't know, 50, 75 bucks,
you
whatever.
You must have been to brunch.
But then we'll go and we'll have like not us, but some people have like a $700 car payment.
Yeah.
So, well, it's a better vehicle though. I have more. Well, okay. I didn't get 10 nuggets for a dollar. I paid this for that, but I know where that came from, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Gives me peace of mind, I think, is what it is. That's what it is.
I love thinking that this, before you realize the way the world is, when you think things are fancy that aren't. A bunch of people text in the CVM text line 72341. Standard messaging and data rates apply. But they text in that Outback seemed really fancy to them. This
absolutely.
Yeah.
That was a special occasion restaurant.
Oh, yeah, man.
Also was Steak and Ale. I don't know if you remember Steak and Ale.
Yeah, it used to be over there on Pleasantburg, bottom of the hill.
Like, you can pretty much, here's the way you can figure this out if you can't think of anywhere. Remember where you went for your prom date dinner? Mm-hmm. That was a fancy restaurant.
In my mind, fancy meant someplace my dad wasn't going to go and someplace that he probably wasn't going to go because it wasn't acceptable to tip $1 or $2 because that was the standard. I mean, my dad would always go to like Stax Original and the Dixie and places like that, and his standard tip was $1 or $2 depending on the service level.
Same with me. Unless it was a nice, nice special occasion restaurant, my dad would throw out a $5.
Yeah. Of course, back then, going to those places, the bill was probably $10.
Yeah, I know.
In 1989 or 90, well, so he's tipping 20%.
Yeah, it could have been.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
You know, with all the hustle and bustle of the holidays, long story short, I hooked it up for you yesterday. And
did you get a Switch or some PS5 or something?
Nah, I got her the Echo, dot.
Well, okay.
And it proved to me two things. One, I should, this is probably, she wouldn't like this, but I should always be running tape around my mother. For those that are not in broadcast journalism, as we are, or pretend to be, that's when you're always recording. Because that was, I was like, Mama, this would be a reality show. It ain't funny. How does she learn my voice? I mean, it was like, so I'm setting up an Alexa for my mother. And it starts to, like, at least with me, it makes me feel kind of silly because some of the stuff I didn't know how to do, you know.
Don't like it.
I had to call up to Boston to get Angel on the phone because, you know, I had to set up the Prime account for her. She said, just put me on yours. It's like, no.
Why are you ordering this? She'd call you.
Gotta have your own.
Gotta have my. That's what Angel said. She's like, I'm putting it on mine.
Gotta have your own, yeah.
But just, it was like, what was the movie where the guy was a caveman and he got frozen? And Brendan Fraser?
Blast from the Past.
Maybe both.
No, I didn't see no man. Blast from the Past, he was locked in the shelter.
His parents locked him in the bomb shelter. It was like my mother was just experiencing the future for the first, because she's aware of Alexa. She's aware of those things. But to see her Where's the instructions at, Matthew? It's like there's not any really. It learns you. It's even right now I'm having a hard time explaining. It's like it's an algorithm, and she's like, "Well, what does that mean?" I don't know. I don't know what an algorithm. I can tell you what it. I can't. It learns your behaviors, and it figures out a cycle and learns scheduling.
There's some artificial intelligence involved here.
Yeah, and she did like the, like she got a call, I don't like it. I'm like, well, you know, it is what it is. She was amazed that you could sit there and ask what the weather was going to be. I set it up where it would have flashing headlines on there, you know.
Oh, did you do the bit with it?
That right there. Which bit? You talking about the farting?
Yeah, the fart bit.
My mom was doing that thing that you'll see a lot of women do sometimes when they get laughing real good, they'll put their hand over their mouth. I don't know what that's about. I only see women do it where they'll cover their mouth. Like, were women not allowed to show teeth at one point in America?
I don't know. It's like when they
laugh or smile.
Yeah, when they cry, they smell their fingers too. I don't get that.
I think they're covering their mouth.
But sometimes you do one to make your eyes water.
You know, you say to them, I'm not going to mess everybody's speakers up, but, you know, you would say, hey, a word. Do a fart. And then in the same voice, she'll do it and then say, would you like to hear a squelchy one? And my mom's there going, did you do something? I was like, that's how they all come, Mom.
Did she go through the whole list?
We had to stop it. It got to the point where they used the one word that is, you know, you don't want to hear that word. I know. No, she didn't know. Somehow she knew.
No.
Oh, no.
Are we on the same page here?
Yeah.
Q? Okay.
Yeah.
No, somebody's texting in. If you want to know how it works, just ask it and it'll tell you.
I know. It's like a crazy, insane gadget that there's instructions how to plug it in, all that stuff, but then it just learns you. And
it just knows stuff.
I wish I'd videoed it or taped it because it was just like her eyes were glowing and so bright. And she was like, this is amazing.
Did you hook some music up for her?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
A lot of Gaither Band.
Well, you know what's funny is I asked for
Vocal Band.
I asked for I put that on there, and then I said, "Watch this, Mama. Hey, a word, play some Kenny G."
Oh, I thought he was gonna say Michael W. Smith, but Kenny G works, knowing Mary's history and the Kenny G story.
She grabs her heart and just smiles at me. I said, "You wouldn't be doing that if you know what I was doing in my room where you're listening to Kenny G, Mom. It would be a weird thing." But she, it was
play Songbird.
It was. She said, "What is the next level of this?" I'm doing an impression of her so you'll know who was saying what. What's the next level of this? I said, what do you mean? She's like, well, what will amaze Grace in the future? Amazing Grace. What will amaze her? I was like, I don't know. Maybe there'll be like a physical hologram version of her that'll pop into the room. I don't know how much more futuristic you can be than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what, even to like the tech people, like, what else could you do other than that? You know, like, I got, just as a little stocking stuffer, I got a pack of smart bulbs that I can, you know, I can tell to turn on and off.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
It is.
It's, I'm appalled. I'm not appalled. I'm flabbergasted.
Well, people thought the clapper was huge when it came out.
Yeah, the clapper was a big deal when it came out. I still don't mind turning on a light switch, personally. I just don't mind. It doesn't bother me a bit to do that.
It looks like it would.
It does, but it doesn't bother me at all to manually turn on a light. I usually don't have lights on at all, though.
Well, it wasn't my main Christmas. It was a little stocking stuffer.
My grandma, cool, I like it. I'm just saying, I see it and I'm like, just turn the light on.
My grandma had a lamp that had a light switch on the floor that you would just tap, and I thought that was amazing.
What about the ones you touched?
She had those at the beach house. That was also crazy. But now it learns your voice. And I don't know. What else could there be? That's what, like, the people who revolutionize society. Like, I get people texting in now, oh, life on Mars, life on the moon. I'm talking about here. All right? If you love America, quit trying to get to the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's creepy about it? It's like mine popped off and said, if you want this gift for somebody, I'll give you $20 off. Just order it through me. She said, say I want this, and you get a $20 discount. And that's what I did. I bought somebody a smart plug. It was $25. I got it $20 off just because I ordered through her, through A Word. That's all I had to do.
But the smart this might be a dumb question, but anything that's plugged into that smart plug will work off your voice?
Yeah, because the smart plug goes through her, through A Word. She controls it. Anything you plug into it, you can say turn on or turn off.
Yeah. I have one of those I got by mistake. I didn't order it, but they sent it to me anyway, so I still have it. I've never plugged it in, but I've had the thing for like 3-4 years. It's still in the box it came in.
Probably outdated now.
Definitely.
Like if you got the dild hooked up to it, say, just recharge it. She'll say, okay, done.
I don't know what the next thing could be. Like, I think eventually maybe they'll be able to beam us up. Like, maybe eventually we'll be able to fax travel.
You know the Robert Kardashian hologram, the Kanye guy?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They only use like a few like syllable sounds to recreate all that.
Yeah.
So that's what's next. Yeah. It don't take much at all. That'd be next, the hologram that, you know, you could say whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the artificial intelligence thing is advancing rapidly.
Big time.
Like the robot dogs and stuff and all kind of stuff they have now. I mean, you'll just see more and more stuff like that.
Like, do you want a little Matthew that pops up and says,
golly.
A little hologram you after you take a dump that just says,
golly.
You know, more technology,
everybody
too.
Like, the house does it.
Like, man, Fatboy, did you see the halftime of the Orange Bowl?
Yeah, man.
With all the coordinated drones making Capital One logos in the sky and stuff.
That was creepy.
It was wild. I mean, it's wild how far they've come with that stuff, how they can just, you know, do a whole freestanding light show of drones, but it gets better and better every time you see it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Seamless.
See, I'm amazed by it. I can only imagine, like, I told her, I said, you can't. I know how my mom is about privacy. And, like, you know, even when she got her first laptop, she put the tape over the lens because even before Snowden, she was like, I don't like that looking at me. I told her, I said, you can't unplug it because it resets it.
Mm-hmm.
So it will always be on. Yeah. And I could just see, and I feel it a little bit. Like, she was like, I don't know if I like it.
It's wiretap.
Because, yeah, she'll say the name talking about it to somebody. And then
I told her. She said, now you got to fix this where it won't start talking to me and scare me. I said, the only thing that will usually happen is sometimes you can set up, you know, thunderstorm warnings. I said, sometimes TV will pick up on it, which is also weird. Yeah. If they say the name on TV and then yours starts talking
to you. You can't watch Monday Night Raw.
No, no. Oh, Bliss. It'll get you.
Yeah, A-word Bliss will get you.
Yeah.
Nice that she could play games with it, man. She could do all kind of stuff.
Yeah, and look, I would love to have rolled. There's a text here. I wish we could hear this. I am sometimes told that I do that too often, that I just need to let moments go through and not try to document them all.
Oh, man, like, I don't mind if it's somebody else.
I know, it's you that usually says it.
It's to each his own thing. Yes. I like to have a moment and let it just be that moment sometimes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's why we don't post much social media. It really is. Yeah. But anyway, see, this is another thing I have to ask, too. Like, my mom's birthday is Thursday, but I know that my kid doesn't like to come on her birthday anymore. So I don't know if we should we call my mama on Thursday for birthdays?
I want to find out how she's enjoying the A-word.
Okay, for that reason,
she's we'll gold every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to tell her happy birthday too. But other than that, I want to, you know, find out how she likes it.
I set up a reminder to tell her on Thursday.
Oh, that's good.
In case I forget,
I want to go to Spencer's to get her one of those birthday cards.
Don't do that. With the big women on them.
My mom has just now gotten as far as texting me, but I don't know that she knows she's texting me when she texts me, because it'll just be like a link to something she saw on Facebook. So I think she's trying to share it to me, but I don't know exactly if she knows she's texting it or if she thinks she's sending it in Messenger or what. But I get text messages on my phone with Facebook links.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Well, nobody selected the mystery box, which contained a dime bag.
A dime bag?
A dime bag.
Rest in peace.
Not Daryl.
Oh.
No.
I don't care.
There's no way. I understand it's legal now, so it's everything's fine.
Here comes everybody.
No, there's no. I won't send you a picture later with that at my rear end or anything. I mean, it's just, you know, stuff I got for Christmas. And To be quite honest with you, nobody at the house wanted it, so mm-hmm. I figured I'd share it with y'all.
I can't. You don't have to brush your teeth if you got any mints. Just pop one in.
I got you a fruit basket also in the office.
Don't turn around.
Not the kind you like either. So, there we go. Weed is not legal yet, though. I've seen several texts. We talked about the whole Georgia thing. What is the official pronouncement of this? I know how to pronounce it, but I guess the announcement. In other words, the decriminalization of marijuana.
Federal decriminalization, yeah. That's something that's likely to happen now.
Because of the Georgia race.
Yes, because of that. There's your silver lining.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to, like, rain on parades or anything like that, but I feel as though, I don't know, maybe it's I just feel something in my bones. Hell, it could be rheumatism for all I know. But I feel something like there's going to be kind of a, not yet. We're going to take it to this court now.
There would at least be recounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the one race, anyway, it looks like the race between Ossoff and Purdue would be recounts there. Because it's real tight between those two. I mean, both of them were close races, but that one's extremely tight.
Yeah. And you mentioned the name Purdue. I definitely get. I mean, my lord, if your last name is Dodd, run for office down there. You're in.
Yeah,
you're in. Purdue's your last name is Valvano. Run for office in North Carolina.
Purdue's do well.
Yeah, Will Purdue. He's not even. He's not even waiting.
He's just tearing into his Andes now.
I'm gonna do that like Olive Garden and make you wait till the end of the show before you can have one.
Try to open them off mic. It's impossible.
Yeah. So that's a federal thing. See. If you don't pay attention to the news too much, and I'm guilty of it, and I do it for several reasons. One, I truly do it for the show. I mean, I don't leave the house without looking at the news, but, you know, some of the tidbit stuff that Nine points out, maybe not aware of. But with that one, unless you clicked on it or watched the full news story, which I don't watch news anymore. I read news. I don't watch it. It's a different thing. It's just a different thing. You read it, you don't hear the inflection of the tone or see the person delivering the news. It's a different thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that will be the decriminalization of it. Meaning, does that mean no jail time?
Federally, yes. It also opens up. How states like Colorado, those people who are in the cannabis industry, they don't have access to traditional banking means, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because federal illegality. So that mm-hmm. opens that up for one. Which,
that started in California, too.
Yeah.
They couldn't find banking.
Exactly, because it's illegal federally and banks are, they're federal
Bitcoin.
Institutions. So that opens that up, which in theory could also open a floodgate. Now, nobody here is too excited about it politically, because it still would have to be legalized at a state level. In order, or decriminalized at a state level, right? It would still be illegal in the state of South Carolina, just not federally anymore. But people like Henry McMaster, they always fall back on, we're not going to do anything about state decriminalization as long as it's illegal at a federal level. So this really calls their bluff on that.
Okay.
Now they have to come up with a new line of BS to feed you.
Because I remember with
the one issue.
The California stuff, banks would say, we're not going to deal with you or
we can't.
Whatever. And then you would actually have the feds come in and raid them and take all their stuff.
Yeah.
And
you That'd all be over with too.
All that would be done.
Yeah, all that would be done. I think it's fairly likely to happen.
Why is it just, with like marijuana? Nobody challenged alcohol. I mean, that went up. It's been 21 for 20, 30 years as far as federally. Nobody statewide tried to change it.
I thought it started at 18. I thought it went up.
Yeah, it did go up. But federal wise.
Oh, you mean it hasn't? Yeah.
Like nobody statewide is trying to challenge it or change it.
Well, you go down that whole rabbit hole of 18, you're an adult, but you can't drink alcohol yet, but you can buy pornos and go drop bombs.
Fatboy, the answer to that is a lot of states lean very heavily on federal funding, especially a lot of your red states in the Deep South rely very heavily on federal funding.
Does that answer your question?
Well, against their rule, you lose out on some federal funding in a lot of those things. They kind of got you by the balls.
Well, can that be a pot issue too? Like, how is that different?
I mean, it could be, but if they just federally decriminalize it, it kind of leaves it up to the states to do what they want to do.
Hmm.
To me, it's double standards.
So here's a question I don't know the answer to. In Colorado, we use that as an example. 21, just like alcohol?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, it's weird. I never thought about this before, other than, you know, going into the service, buying cigarettes and porn, then alcohol, 21, but then to, I don't know if it's still this way, but used to rent an apartment or to rent a vacation rental, you had to be 25. Because when me and my friends got a house for first week, everybody was 17, 18.
Oh, no.
And we got actually a buddy of mine's uncle. Fun uncle. We put it in his name. He is 27 and or 28. And yeah.
But yeah, you got to be 21 for tobacco now, too.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Are you serious?
Yeah, it started last year, effective January.
That's why I got carded.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't just be 18 and buy anymore.
Those 3 years make a difference.
I got this the other day. Take your glasses off. I got carded for dip. Take your glasses off. So I did, but I'm wearing the mask.
Yeah.
So I was like, you want to see my lips too? You want me to pull that? No. Okay. So it's the eyes that give everything away.
Yeah.
It's the mouth. You won't recognize who I am if you can't see my mouth.
Well, they never figured out Batman, you know, that was Bruce Wayne.
Right.
They never figured out Superman.
Superman just wears different clothes.
He took his glasses off and put on some tights, and all of a sudden nobody knows who he is.
Oh, my God. You're a different person. Hold on. I have to make a phone call. Where'd Clark go?
What a bunch of dummies.
Walking around here. I hate him.
The biggest plot hole.
He's such a Kent. Son of a gun.
Yeah.
So when would that take effect? The reason I asked, tomorrow's my mother's birthday. I was thinking about getting her a joint.
Oh, no, it'd be a while.
Yeah.
It'd be a little, you know how they don't move fast.
Okay, what if it comes to pass, you know, and you were in there for selling, like, tons of weed?
I already know the answer to this.
Like, you just get out?
Nope.
If they just federally decriminalize it, then no.
But
I saw
now some people in federal prison, they could make it so that people who are in federal prison over it could get out. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Putting on the charges.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's still,
but not many people are in federal prison for possession.
Like there's some documentary that it's someone that has this crazy sentence, several decades of prison time. But then now the maximum for that crime is like 6 years. But it's still, because it was the law at that time, it still has to finish it.
Yeah. They have options with how to handle that stuff. It is usually they err on the side of leaving you in jail or prison.
Now, see, there's a great text that needs to give some a moment of time. These people are going to get out. I'm reading the text, the CVM text line, 72341. You have to worry about these people going out driving in their cars. Okay, same thing with alcohol. And my face is on two of the cans.
It's true. I mean, with anything, they can impair you.
Anything can impair you. Hell.
You got to look out.
Look out. You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say it with pills.
Absolutely.
You know what? But
an epidemic.
I still think that California was the wrong. Not even that it was a beta test, but Colorado, you know, for all the naysayers or people who worry about things like that, go look at the stats since they added to, that to their economy. Taxes, look at it that way. Look at crime. Look at DUIs. Look at traffic fatalities. All down.
Don't they get rebate checks, too? The citizens? Tax-paying citizens? Because of weed?
I don't know.
I mean, all that money comes back.
I'm sure their tourism dollars before COVID was just sky high.
They have all those
Mile high, in fact.
Yeah. Credit unions now, because they couldn't take all the money, like you said.
Yeah.
You get higher smoking on a mountain? It's a silly question, but, you know, it messes with your head.
Probably if you're not from there and accustomed to it, you probably would, yeah, because less oxygen for you.
Let's find out.
When it gets legalized, I want to smoke a bowl going up the chairlift at Ghost Town. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, it'd have to be. I mean, that's a ways off.
Yeah.
Because it'd be federally decriminalized and then legalized and commercialized at a state level.
I know. That's why I'm not, like, sitting here thinking, okay, you know, this everything will be fine. 2020, we got through it. Now everybody can smoke weed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You still can't operate a vehicle or do a lot of things under the influence, obviously.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you can't do that. It's not supposed to.
Yeah, it's frowned upon.
But they could, a company, especially in South Carolina, a company right to work state could steal drug test for a weed?
If they want to, yes, they can. Another thing about it is, you know how law enforcement gets a lot of federal funding from the war on drugs? if cannabis, marijuana were federally decriminalized, that funding would dry up. And then is it worth it to keep prosecuting people for it because you don't get anything out of it? The answer is probably not.
Hmm. That's so wow.
That's where all like the tank, the armored carrier, armored tank money comes from.
Yeah. I think you said armored tank. Yeah. That's a chastity belt.
So a lot of the war on drugs money that trickles down to local law enforcement would dry up as a result of that, which has positive and negative
effects. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Well, and plus the DARE program, they probably lose some staffing as well.
Yeah, yeah. But then the focus would shift to where it should be anyway, meth and heroin and pills.
Says here the DARE dog got furloughed. They asked him to take early retirement.
No, I know McGruff.
Or was
had
he
to
a
retire.
Lion? I think it was a DARE lion.
I don't remember.
They had a whole animated thing.
I just remember the logo.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to hear what Rob has to say about that at some point, too.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
The Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.